At the time, Jesus answered, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
The Feast of St. Francis, we all know what that means. Today and this weekend, we have pet blessings. This morning, we had our first one. I blessed one creature of our God and King. I blessed Buddy the cat. And we'll see what happens the rest of the weekend. But St. Francis is known for very many things. His love for animals, some miraculous things of animals coming to him, just recognizing this is one who loves God and his creation. But my goodness, St. Francis is so much more than that. St. Francis was a normal man, and so one day he had a conversion to the Lord. He disowned his inheritance, rejected all the goods he might have gotten from his father, and chose to follow Christ wholeheartedly, quite wholeheartedly. He was zealous to go after the Lord. He went as far as to live in absolute poverty and having nothing but Christ. And most of us aren't called to live with absolutely nothing. Some of us have families to raise, things like that, which is good. But he teaches us the importance of only having the Lord. That if we have things that we become too attached to, they can start to steal our hearts away from Christ. If we have certain things, we hold them lightly. We look at them as if, oh, this is a wonderful gift. Thank you, God. But what I truly desire is yours. St. Francis, there's so many amazing things about him. He was one of the first saints to have the stigmata. He miraculously had the wounds of Christ in his hand that he bore painfully to the end of his life. But my favorite thing about him are not his hands, not even his poverty, but his eyes. G.K. Chesterton, an author, wrote a wonderful book on St. Francis, commenting on how St. Francis one day went to the cave to pray, and when he came out of the cave, he looked at the world differently. He began to see the world as if he was standing on his hands, is what he said. If we were standing on our hands and saw the world, we would see everything as if it was upside down. And it would be a miracle that books wouldn't fall from tables up in the sky or down, however you look at it. He came out of the cave and he looked at everything as if, wow, like it's a miracle that is in existence right now. It's a miracle that that person exists. It's a miracle that Buddy the cat is alive by God's providence. It's a miracle that I have these people in my life. Just every single thing is there because the Lord has given it to us as a gift. Let's ask St. Francis for his eyes to see everything as coming from the Lord, but most especially eyes of faith to see the greatest gift, the gift of Jesus himself in the Eucharist. In the words of St. Francis, in this world there is nothing of the Most High himself that we can possess and contemplate with our eyes except his body and blood. The only thing on this earth where we can see God face to face, truthfully, with nothing else in the way, is Jesus in the Eucharist. He goes on to say, let everyone be struck with fear, let the whole world tremble, and the heavens exult when Christ, the Son of the living God, is present on the altar in the hands of a priest. O wonderful loftiness and stupendous dignity. O sublime humility. O humble sublimity. St. Francis, pray for us that we might see everything as a gift from the Lord, and every creature and every neighbor, but most especially Jesus himself in the Holy Eucharist.